The race for U.S. Senate, one of the big contests in New Jersey. Candidates running to replace Bob Menendez, who's been convicted of corruption. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with Democrat Andy Kim and Republican Curtis Bashaw about their priorities.
Andy Kim won a bitter primary over New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy, and he's battle-tested by winning congressional races in a district previously held by Republicans. He says one of his key accomplishments is helping lower the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, and he's ready to hit the ground running in the Senate.
I want to try to do that for all Americans, you know, get those prescription drug costs down, lower health care costs, you know, taking steps to be able to surge the amount of building that we do in our country to try to get our housing prices under control.
Curtis Bashaw isn't the typical Republican. Though fiscally conservative, he is openly gay and pro-choice. He says as a business owner, he wants to bring a different perspective to Washington.
We can't, you know, spend our way to prosperity. We have to grow our economy. We have to unshackle our businesses from too much regulation, especially small businesses. I started a small business, grew it from 24 to 1,000 employees.
Both tout their ability to work with others and get things done, albeit with very different life experiences. Early in-person voting begins October 26th, and the deadline to apply for a mail-in ballot is October 29th. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.